We're going to start with a dive into numbers. Global music service Spotify recently commissioned a study of listener metrics in European countries. Here to present what that study revealed is the global head of audio monetization at Spotify. Please welcome Les Hollander.
Good morning, everybody. Buona mattina. Bonjour. Buenos dias. Guten Morgen. Guten Morgen, Aliopa. That's pretty good for a Yank from the Bronx, I hope. Hope everybody's doing well. Welcome to all our colleagues from around the world. I know people have traveled great distances to get here today. I just wanted to say thank you to everybody who's done that, who's taking time away from their jobs and their family to join us today. I know it's a commitment, and we all truly appreciate that. So today I wanted to discuss with you really the role of streaming in the world and Spotify, and discuss a few other things, particularly the TNS research that we commissioned in 10 European markets across the globe. Wanted to give you a quick agenda of what we're going to talk about this morning, and we're going to talk about Spotify and the streaming economy. We'll get into the TNS research and talk about our findings. We'll talk about place-based listening stats with some research from Comscore. And then we'll discuss some first-party data from Spotify and hopefully have some time for a few questions. So let me take it away. Okay. Here we go. So, okay, bear with me. Sorry about that. So Spotify is really connected to the streaming generation. If you are not with Spotify or not with on-demand music, you're really missing out on first-party data. And one of the things that we want to talk to you about is how that first-party data comes and what the streaming economy looks like. You'll see from the picture, there's a picture of a vacation home, a car representing transportation, and then, of course, entertainment representing Netflix and Amazon. And each one, Airbnb, Zipcar, Uber, Netflix, Amazon, really represents the streaming economy in that it's all about access, not ownership. The world has really changed pretty dramatically. So much so that you'll see from this slide, Spotify and streaming are becoming the norm globally, and streaming in particular. You'll see in 2017, in this particular study, which was done for Credit Suisse, it's a study called Quartz, that streaming will make up over half of all music consumption in 2017, and three quarters of music consumption in 2020, overtaking that of playlists, purchasing and downloads combined. So what I wanted to do is really spend some time with you this morning talking about understanding how people listen to Spotify and getting into the TNS data. And the TNS data was commissioned by us, by Spotify, in 10 markets in the UK, in Spain, in France, in Germany, in Italy, in Sweden, in Turkey, in Denmark, Finland, Belgium. I'm sure I've left someone out, unfortunately. There were 20,000 respondents. What I would like to do is I'm going to show you a quick video from TNS introducing the research from their research professionals and talking about how we wanted to format it and what some of the findings are. Fantastic. So in each of the markets that we did do the research in, there was an average of 2,000 respondents. So just to take it away in audience reach and listening behavior, some of the key findings that were that Spotify's free service delivers unique audience reach. In 8 of the 10 markets, we deliver over 10% incremental reach, exclusive audience in each of those markets. Our audience also listens across the day is one of the things we found. It starts to peak in the morning and then peaks up in the afternoon and early evening. We're going to come back to this a little bit later when we talk about some of the place-based statistics and how they fit together pretty nicely. In addition, Spotify also captures the attention of the listeners. 40% of the listeners who responded to this study said they pay more attention to ads on Spotify than they do on their local radio stations. So let me take it away and show you some of more of the stats of how big Spotify is in some of the initial markets. Spotify is a radio station. You'll see in this particular slide, Spotify reaches 8% of the French online population. With alongside big stations like Energy, Virgin, et cetera, it would be one of the top 15 stations in the marketplace. You'll see as we get to Spain, we're number 5 with 27.7% reach, again, in some great company. And of course, in the UK, Spotify is the third largest radio station in terms of weekly reach behind Heart, Capital, and ahead of KISS, Absolute Radio, and Smooth. So one of the things that I want to really bring out when we're looking at these particular stats is we're not insinuating that Spotify should replace any radio stations on a radio buy or in a media plan. What we're saying is that streaming radio is a great way to add audience, exclusive audience, to your media buy, adding incremental reach. So one of the things I wanted to do is just talk to you for a second about how these numbers were calculated as we get further into it. The weekly reach numbers are based on probabilization, which is a technique TNS uses to calculate reach in a more realistic and correct way than just weekly percentages. It calculates that someone listens to a station on an average week or day or daily, because daily reach is also available. The weekly reach is based on two questions. How often does someone listen to a specific station? Could be never, one day, 2 days a week, or more. And two, when was the last time they listened to the station? Yesterday, the day before, the last 3 days, etc. More specifically, if someone said they listened to a station 7 days a week, but they did not listen yesterday, the chance that they would listen on an average day is not 100%, as you may conclude, if only based on frequency only, but less. This kind of audience calculation is commonly used in media research. The big advantage allows us to calculate accumulation of reach and duplication. These numbers aren't comparable to weekly active users as they're behavioral, while TNS reach numbers are based on a questionnaire. So let me take you into some more of the numbers. Spotify is a digital platform. You'll see that Spotify would be the second largest digital music service in terms of weekly reach in France, behind Deezer, SoundCloud, and iTunes. And you'll notice from the key in the right-hand corner that there are over 2,000 respondents to this particular question. In Spain, Spotify is the largest digital music service in terms of weekly reach, ahead of iTunes, SoundCloud, and Deezer. And then in the UK, Spotify is the largest digital music service in terms of weekly reach, ahead of SoundCloud, Google Play, and Deezer also. So really, the whipped cream and the cherry on top of the sundae in all this research is the incremental reach numbers. So let me show them to you right now. We're providing unique added reach in France. Here are the top radio stations and the reach they provide. Here's the duplicated reach, up to 4% when adding Spotify to a buy. Here's the unduplicated reach, ranging from 4% to 7%, with an average of 6% in France. This is an unduplicated audience that can't be reached with broadcast radio. Going to Spain, you'll see that there's some dominant radio stations in Spain. In particular, Los 40 Principales. The duplicated reach on Los 40 Principales is 15%, and the unduplicated reach is 13%. So you could see that in different markets, there's a significant amount of incremental reach that Spotify and streaming radio adds, from 13 to 27%, depending upon the radio station. Then going to the UK, you have the very strong brands in this particular market, Heart, Capital, Kiss. You'll see the duplications are 7% amongst those two radio stations, 5% among with Kiss. And then adding Spotify, you're adding 14% unduplicated reach in the top three, and then up to 20% in the bottom three radio stations. So pretty significant audience. And again, what we're talking about is we want to be considered streaming radio as a complement to a media buy, not in place of. So in addition to exclusive audience, one of the things that we can show you from this study is some qualitative data. You'll see that the likelihood of listeners to purchase a car in the next year is 1.5 times more likely in the UK and 1.2 times more likely in Spain and France. The percentage of users who every other year will purchase a computer, laptop, or tablet are 1.3 times more likely to do that in the UK and Spain, and 2.1 times more likely to purchase a computer, laptop, or tablet in the next 2 years in France. And the percentage of users who shop at least once a week for clothing in the UK are 1.3 times more likely, in Spain 1.4, and in Spain 2.4, and in France 1.4. Some pretty impressive numbers across the board. In addition to the incremental reach, the qualitative, one of the things that we can show you from this study is how we index as it relates to people watching, listening, reading other media. We index 108 with light TV viewing, index 105 to medium to light radio listening, and 118 to light newspaper listening. We can infer from this particular slide that Spotify listeners in particular probably get their news and information from the web. So what have we learned so far? One of the things is that Spotify's leading the digital audio revolution. Our reach is that of a major radio station in many of these markets, and we add a valuable incremental audience to your media efforts. So one of the advantages of using streaming is first-party data. Spotify also knows data, as do many of our colleagues and publishers here in the room, particularly the ones that are capturing age, gender, geography, and are serving ads by IP address, so much like Spotify. In addition, because we have this data, we know where people are listening, when they're listening, and how they're listening. Because it's an on-demand streaming platform, we could infer information from playlists like party, chill, study, workout, girls' night out, running, etc. And we'll get into that in a minute or two. So we had also done some research with Comscore called the Brand Study this past year at Spotify, and I wanted to share two very important slides with you. One was when non-streamers listen to music. 70% of non-streamers listen in the car, 14% listen at work or school, 12% listen while exercising, and lesser percentages listen while reading, travel, and shopping. When you look at that for streamers and Spotify listeners, 79% said they're listening in the car, 47% said they're listening while exercising, and 49% said they're listening at work or school. When was the last time you walked down the street and saw someone with a boombox on their shoulder listening to their local radio station? That doesn't really happen anymore. It's a personalized listening experience for everybody. You know, putting together a media buy in particular is like putting together a puzzle. Planning a media buy is really the same thing in that you're looking, how do the pieces of the puzzle fit together? So you're looking at your subcategories of a demographic. If you're planning something that's 18 to 49, you're looking at what publishers and what radio stations cover 18 to 24, 25 to 34, 35 to 54. You're looking at where those radio stations and publishers are strongest in geography. Are they strongest in the city, in the suburbs, in the outlying counties and areas? You're also looking at where are they the strongest in music genre. Are they strong in country music, news, talk, hip-hop, pop, rock, etc.? One of the things we want you to add to that puzzle and that planning set is where I'm reaching people. What's the distribution point that I'm reaching it? Because that's an important part of the puzzle that really needs to be solved for in the future. What we could infer from some of the data that we're seeing today is that broadcast still owns the dashboard. 70% of non-streamers are still getting in their car and listening to the radio. However, the larger percentage of people outside of the dashboard are listening to streaming radio. And of streamers, a large percentage of them are plugging in every day to the dashboard. It's a good way to make streaming media and broadcast fit together nicely. So in addition, through the first party data, some of the things that we're able to see are the types of playlists from the data, from the first party data. So one of the things we know is that workout playlists go up 25% on weekdays. At work goes up 200% Monday to Wednesday. Chill goes up 75%, probably after the middle of the week when people need to start to relax. And happy hour goes up over 155% Sunday to Tuesday. We know a lot of other things. What playlists people play in the morning? What's their party playlist? What's the girls' night out playlist? What's the barbecue playlist that spikes before a holiday or a summer Sunday? Things like what I'm about to show you, shower stats. There's 39,000 active shower playlists on Spotify. And from first party data, and from sharing in particular, there's over 550,000 streams per day on those playlists. One of the things it shows you is the socialization of playlists and the way people are sharing music. From the data, we also see that 77% of the listeners of shower playlists are 18 to 34 years old. 68% of them are women. And in particular, I guess people are getting cleaner between Tuesday and Saturday and listening to those playlists. So it's really early days for all of us within streaming and within the industry. We're all trying to share learnings, get better, and move this forward. What we know is that there are really new ways to reach your audience in new environments. The audience that we're talking about isn't really being reached by broadcast channels in that it's an exclusive audience that adds incremental reach. And we know that Spotify and streaming can be an exciting complement to your radio mix going forward. So, you know, what I'd say is listening behaviors have radically changed. The question is, have the marketing strategies of everybody involved? What I'd like to do, I know I've gone through the research relatively quickly, is bring up my colleague, Kerli Nemoja, who is head of EU research for Spotify, and open it up to some questions.
Hi, guys. I just wanted to say great presentation, Les.
Thank you.
You did that data justice. So.
questions?
Yeah, thank you, Les. Is this on?
Yes.
Any questions from the audience? And I'll run up with a mic.
Always the person
Where
at the very
it?
Top.
Ah, there you go. Okay, we'll go here first.
Okay.
If it's an online interview panel, aren't the FM stations kind of underestimated because you don't get all the FM listeners?
So, you know, that's a great question. In the markets that we studied, with the exception of Turkey, there was almost 90% internet penetration in those markets. So there is a gap between those two numbers. However, it's a small statistical gap given the study. And everybody in this room primarily streamers are looking for internet-connected listeners. So there's some things that can be inferred. So there is some validity to what you're saying. However, the numbers are catching up. I think there's a question up at the top.
Ah, I see you now.
We may hear you without the mic as well.
It's fine.
Okay. Yeah.
So the question I had was regarding media agencies. So offline, they normally split up their budget by digital, mobile, radio, TV, and so on. Where do you think Spotify is actually taking the budget? Where does the spend on Spotify? Which bucket does it fall in?
Sure. That's kind of a loaded question, as you probably know. It varies by agency. And the way they purchase. So, you know, there are several agencies that purchase us in both buckets. They purchase us in the broadcast bucket for incremental reach, and then they purchase us in the digital bucket in that they're buying audio to get somebody to interact with the tuner, meaning they're getting somebody to go to a playlist, to click on a banner, to put information in an integrated campaign. I'd say, in the EU, 80% of our budgets are coming from digital and 20% of our budgets right now are coming from broadcast. But over the past 6 months, that's changing pretty dramatically. As it is in the US, it's about 70-30. One of the things that, I'd love to get across and that I think is really important is ultimately it's all digital. That's where the world is going. So whether it's going to be programmatic or broadcast or digital, it will be one media buyer somewhere down the line in the future. So understanding where Spotify fits in and where streaming fits in, particularly with audio, is important. And to that end, I call it the secret. One of the secrets that digital buyers understand that I think is a benefit to everybody in this room is that adding audio to a digital buy increases the engagement metrics by about 40%. So if you ran a display ad on its own and you added display ad with audio, you'd see those engagement metrics go up pretty dramatically. And I think, you know, as Daniel Ek said in his keynote at Ad Week this year, is there's a renaissance of audio going on across the globe. And that's primarily because of mobile. You know, if you think about it, there are a few great ways to reach people on mobile: search, video, and audio. Display on mobile is not as effective as it is in other medium. So we're seeing that resurgence happen before our very eyes. Any other questions?
Hi, I'm interested in the creative side, and you've obviously got different levels of engagement for online that you can do for radio, and you have different experiences, different places that people are listening. Did you gain any insights into how you should speak to those people and what differences there are and how you speak to those people most effectively as opposed to radio listeners?
Absolutely. You know, having come from a radio background, one of the things they tell you in the first day of radio training is we don't like when the advertisers call out the particular radio station and try to make it more measurable. It's actually the opposite with online streaming. We encourage our advertisers to talk to the listeners so much so that they're creating special offers, addressing the listener by Spotify listener. Remember, the majority of the interaction you're having with them is a one-to-one interaction with custom content. So to be able to get them to feel like the message is customized to them is a benefit. And to your point, when we do that, we see the engagement metrics going up. So some tips that I would say are, when you are advertising in streaming, address the listener, whether it's a streaming radio listener or Spotify listener or a Deezer listener. Say, hey, Spotify listener, hey, Deezer listener, we have this offer especially for you. Or are you listening? There's something we want to tell you.
And this, just to complement here, this is a totally different area of research, ad effectiveness studies, which we do at Spotify as well. So we go beyond the clicks to understand how the audio ads, but also display ads and our video ads how they come through the clutter in terms of both the creative impact, but also impact on the brand. So this is a different session, really, but another area of research that we work with and have a lot of insights around as well. So there is definitely a high impact there that we can see.
There's a question up at the top.
Hi, I'm interested in the slide that said that Spotify was the third largest radio station in the UK.
Sure.
I wonder if you could tell me where BBC Radio 1, Radio 2, Radio 4, and Talk Sport come on that slide, please.
Sure. Let me go back a little bit. Apologize.
We had a long list of radio channels that didn't fit on the slide.
And what we can do is we can show you after the presentation some deeper data on actually all 10 of the markets. You know, one of the things, and I'm not as familiar with BBC as I am with the others, is we did not put non-commercial radio stations in there. Be happy to do that. Do you want to? Did I leave anything out?
I don't think those channels are on the list here, but we do have this data. And in addition to that, we also can calculate the combinations of radio channels and the incremental reach that we have to the combination. So we are working in the media planning tool where we have, in addition to those channels, loads of other channels, and we can calculate the incremental reach based on combination of different channels and in different audiences and media target groups as well. It wasn't the answer to your question directly, but we can connect to you afterwards to show you the stations as they are not on the slide.
Great. Any other questions? Okay. Well, there's one up at the top. So we're using all first-party data that we get upon registration. So that data is age, gender, geography. So the geography is not used to serve ads. We use the IP data to serve ads. So we know if you're from out of this market, you're from France, for example, and you're in the UK today for this particular session, we can serve you a UK ad as opposed to a French ad.
And when it comes to targeting, then we now also have playlist targeting available on Spotify, which really correlates to what Les said about the moments. So if radio is owning the car moment and also commuting in many countries, then Spotify has a really wide variation of different moments throughout the whole day. And we now have possibility to target our users based on their listening behavior and what playlist they are listening to. So Nike, for example, can target users who are listening to exercising or running playlists. So we are definitely working on developing our targeting capacities as well.
We have time for one more quick question, if there is one.
Very convenient standing there. Thanks, Brad. Just, is there any idea about what the cost of achieving this opportunity, as described in the presentation, is? Radio gets 90% reach and largely gets across the board. Its listening capacity is significant. How much ad load have you actually got available, and what's the price of buying into that in relation to the metrics you've described regarding radio?
The ad load is 3 to 5 minutes of advertising per hour, depending upon how long you've been listening to Spotify. If you've been listening to the free version longer, you'll get a few more ads than you will if you've been listening to the free version for a shorter period of time. The pricing varies by inventory set. So we have an untargeted inventory set with no age, no gender, no geo, that's run of site. We have a a more targeted inventory set that's age and gender on a national basis with no display ad. And then we have a premium audio everywhere, which is age, gender, geography, and display. And those prices range, you know, depending upon the market size, up to 15 to 20 euro, depending upon which market it is. So each of the 10 EU markets that we've done the research in all have their own, all have different pricing nuances. So it really depends based on those individual marketplaces. I think that that about wraps it up. I just wanted to say thank you to everybody for coming today, for listening. And if you have any other questions, we'd be happy to answer questions a little bit later. There are some printed books with data from all 10 of the markets that'll be available after the session today, so feel free to pick one up. Thank you.
Thank you, Les.